I'm getting sidetracked. In Psalms 11, that's where we'll be reading from, but in Psalms 11, we find David struggling and triumphing over a strong temptation to distrust God. It is thought that it was penned around the time when King Saul began a public campaign to kill David. Or as one might say, when the old king went cray-cray, right? Israel's first king, the very first king before the kings, they were called judges, they weren't kings yet, was Saul. Now, Saul disobeyed God, right? He disobeyed God, and without God's presence in his heart, Saul's spirit was filled with evil and pride. So Saul was once blessed by God. You know, he had God's blessing. But after Saul turned away from him, after he turned his back on God, the blessings and the protection stopped. Now, because of all what's happening in the world and in our country, I can't but help but think of our nation. You know, we started out as a Christian nation. There's arguments about that, but I truly believe from history and everything, we did start out as a Christian nation. But, you know, we haven't fully turned away from God. At least I don't feel like we fully turned away from God. There are still tons of good people out there, but there are rules and laws keeping God out of certain areas in our country. Yo, all I'm saying is that since those laws come in effect, it doesn't seem to be getting any better in this country. It only seems to be getting worse, right? You know, more evil. Now, I don't think God is done with the United States. You know, but he was done with Saul. He was done with Saul. And that's where God appointed David to be the next king after Saul. I'm not fully sure if Saul knew this. You know, knew that Samuel would go and anoint David. But you could tell that Saul was very jealous of David's growing popularity and was worried that he was going to take the throne away from him. So he may not have known that God anointed him, but he had that feeling that David was going to take it away from him. So that's where we start out in Psalms 11, verses 1 and 2. Kayla, can you read that? Yeah, both verses. So David had a choice, right? David had a choice. So remembering King Saul is out to kill him, throwing javelins at him, just physically out to kill him. And his friends, his well-wishers, told him to flee like a helpless little bird and to go hide behind the mountain. You know, it paints a very serious picture here, right? It paints a very serious picture of why David should go flee. What picture is it painting there of those verses? What's happening in those verses? Huh? What's happening in verse 2? There's plots against him, but what is it telling him? What plots? So there's people who are actually there pulling back their bows and arrows, right? So that's pretty serious, isn't it? That's a serious picture or something to go up against. These people are actually aiming at David with a deadly weapon. You know, the wicked were out to get him. Keep your finger in Psalms, but let's turn to Proverbs. Proverbs 28. Verse 1. Adam, can you read that? Yeah, verse 1. Bold as a lion, roaring like a lion, just like in the song, right? Now, David put his trust in the Lord. Now, this doesn't mean that David was going to stand in front of the guy pulling back a bow and arrow. You know, there's a difference between you know, taking cover and hiding. There's a difference. You know, what it does mean is that there are times we need to stand up. We need to stand up. We need to be bold. It doesn't matter how people look at us, if they think down on us, or if they think ill of us, or whatever they say to us. We need to stand up. There are times. Because it's better to do the right thing and get some flack than to do the wrong thing. Just because everybody is doing it. Or you're not, don't get in trouble. Right? The fear of man, there should never be so much fear of man that we should turn away from God. You know, there shouldn't be that much fear in the world. We should respect God more than that. We're back in Psalms, verse 3. Psalms 11, verse 3. CJ, can you read that? What can the righteous do if the foundations are destroyed, right? The foundations, what are the foundations? What does he mean? What does this writer mean by foundation? What is a foundation? Does anybody know that? No construction at all? Yes. The base, right? It's what everything is built off of. So that's the foundation. So what is this writer of Psalms meaning by the foundation? What do you think? So what did we just say foundation is? The base, right? So it's the base. So it's what holds everything up. So when we're talking about the writer of Psalms, he's probably talking about our faith, right? Or religion, some sort of religion. Something about God, right? So what would the foundation be? The Bible? The body? Well, it's what holds our faith up. Right? So it could be the Bible. Yes. Believing him? Right. Believing, trusting him, it's your faith. So that's your foundation, right? So if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Meaning that if that foundation crumbles, if it cracks, you know, even if it comes from a friend or something where you think it's a good source. You know, if it makes us distrust God, then that foundation is going to start to crack. Can you see that? That if we can't have that foundation, if we don't fully trust God, then our foundation is going to crack, it's going to crumble. And then there's nothing to stand on. Because then everything else is just going to be, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, there's not a perfect feel-good answer to why God allows evil to happen to innocent people. There's not, I never thought there was a good answer. I mean, there's answers such as, you know, man was the one what brought sin into this world. From the very first sin, he brought sin into this world. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, that's when sin entered the world. You know, plus, God has so much going on. You know, we as humans can't fully understand everything that's going on like God can. You know, there's so much happening. But because we have free will, you know, we have free will. When bad things happen, we have a choice to trust God or not. God's given us that free will. You know, the devil obviously doesn't want us to trust God. He will do everything in his power to make that happen. You know, make us question our faith. That's what he tries to do. In Psalms 11, verse 4, Cassie, can you read that? Okay, David, he declares the great source. David here telling us why he's going to trust in God, why he has unflinching courage. He borrows the light from heaven. That's the secret. You know, God is not merely on the mountain. You know, a place to escape to. He's there, but he's also in the dangerous valleys, in the battlefields. He is with us wherever we go. He is there. Joshua, let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9. Nick, can you read that? 1:9. Yeah, 1, verse 9. With us wherever we go. You know, God sees all. He sees all. He is never not there. He's never not there. Those times where we think no one's watching and we could get away with whatever we want, you know, God sees us. You know, he sees us. And if we ask for it, he will help us. But he sees all. His eyes, it says that his eyes behold. So he's always watching. He knows what's going on everywhere. In verse 5 of Psalms 11, Brendan, can you read that? Psalms 11, verse 5. You know, humans are man. You know, we can have a very evil and selfish side. However, we also can have a side that is very loving and protective. When tragedy hits, and when it hits hard, heroes are made, and people come together to help each other out. You know, there are so many stories of, you know, tragedies like this mass shooting, but people coming together. You know, and it doesn't matter who they're helping. You know, what color their skin is. It doesn't matter. They're there to help. Now, should we need a tragedy to act like that? You know, what side are we feeding? Are we feeding that selfish side or that loving side? You know, what are we watching? What are we listening to? What is the internet or social media encouraging? Now, I know it's easy to let hate into your heart. You know, you hear a story. You know, and sometimes it comes that you are right not to like what somebody's doing. You know, but there is a danger what comes with that. You know, the danger is that if we're not careful, that little spark, you know, if it's not controlled, can grow into a huge flame. Right? A huge flame, what all it wants to do is destroy everything in its path, including the host. You know, how great would it be if we showed, or if more people showed love, not hate? Right? You're working on the polishing, working on polishing up the reflective surface of our lives. You know, to let Jesus' love shine through us. In Psalms verse 11, or chapter 11, verse 6. Cassie, are you there? Can Gabby read that? God hates those who love violence. And he will punish them. That's a promise. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. TJ, can you read that? So not returning evil with evil. Right? Some verses say insult for insult. And why? Because we were not meant to do that. You know, if only the wicked would understand this. Understand that the evil that they're putting forward are going to be their downfall. If they'd only believe in the punishment, maybe they'd think twice. You know, Jesus has mercy and grace abundantly. He gives people so many chances. But because he is righteous, and he is righteous, he is also a just and fair judge. So if somebody with an unrepentant heart hurts the ones he loves, his children, you know, he's not going to be happy. It says that he hates. People might think that they're tough enough, but I guarantee they wish things would have turned out different once they get this punishment. In Psalms 11, verse 7, so we're back at Psalms. You should all be familiar with that, right? Where it's at. Psalms chapter 11, verse 7. Kayla, can you read that? So we should be steadfast, right? Because the Lord is righteous. Because he loves righteousness. So we need to portray that because that's what we want, right? We want God's approval. Because he loved us first, we should be showing him love. And the way we do that is we need to be steadfast, be unmovable, not carried away because of fear or sadness, not letting those things distract us from him. There are times that, you know, we can't get through things by ourselves. There are going to be times like that. In those times, those are the times we need to call on Jesus. Because he is there, he's ready, he's willing, and he's able to help us. You know, he will carry us if need be. He'll pick us up, dust us off, and carry us. In John, so it's to the right, in John chapter 16, Adam, are you close? It's chapter 16, verse 33. God bless you. Yep, verse 33. You know, Jesus is in control. You know, sadly, you don't see this like when you walk in somebody's house, is that you will have tribulation. You know, he's not trying to keep it a secret, is that we're going to go through tribulations. And there's different reasons for that, but whatever the tribulation is, we need to be of good cheer because God has conquered this world. You know, Jesus conquered this world. So if he's in control, that's all that matters, is that he is in control.